Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Well, Jen, thanks for being back again with our little second part of the podcast. So before we talk about that event in your life that changed you by that special person, tell us something that you're thankful for or grateful for in your life today.
Well, I'm really grateful that two of our kids who still live at home, the other two are grown up and gone and doing things in their own home, but the two that are home are experimenting in the kitchen right now because, of course, they have all sorts of time because we can't go anywhere. So we are getting to be the recipients of many experiments, including cinnamon buns and brownies and all sorts of delicious things. And three out of the four of us can't eat gluten, so it's rare for us to get gluten-free cinnamon buns or brownies out in the world. So it's not good for the waistline, but it's really kind of fun to have other people experimenting in the kitchen. So I'm grateful for that.
I didn't know there was any such thing as a gluten-free cinnamon bun.
Oh, yeah. And they're amazing.
Really? Well, I learned something today. Thanks for being on the show.
That's it. My work is done.
That's it. Yeah, just send me the recipe. I'll see you later. All right. Well, Jen, tell us about another person that did something that changed your life forever for good.
Well, I've had a few careers now. And one of my careers that I started when I was 19 and did for 23 years was working in the hospital system in healthcare as a health unit coordinator or unit clerk or ward clerk. There's different names mm-hmm. for it. And I was working in the intensive care unit at one point, and they had head nurses back then. They don't have them now up here in Canada, but we had a head nurse, and her name was Martha. And I will never forget the day that she was worrying about something. She wanted to make some changes, and she came in, and she sat down at the desk with a notepad and a pen, and she pulled out her pen, and she looked at me, and she started asking me what I thought. And how I thought things should change and how I thought things should be different. And I was kind of amazed because usually we were the last to be or have our opinion if ever asked. Mm-hmm. We weren't nurses, we weren't doctors, we were integral to the running of the unit. And it just felt like, wow, this is what a leader, a real leader, is like. Somebody who wants to know what the stakeholders have, what their opinions are and what they see, what ideas they have. And it just struck me as I've never been asked this before. Mm. And I thought, what an amazing leader.
Yeah. And at that time, which was a few years ago, that was probably today, I think it's a little more prevalent. We talk about it and doing that, not that everybody does that, but that's amazing that she took that time to ask someone who, as we would say, is an inferior, a manager, an employee. So how do you see that impacting you today in your work?
Well, I think about her quite a bit because I talk about leadership. I've taught leadership, and I am a leader now in the church organization that I work for. And I think about the collaborative nature of how she worked. And I mean, she had to make decisions on her own. She had to make hard decisions, but she made the decisions after she had input from everyone. And so I try to do that with the people that I lead in my roles, my different roles in different spheres that I'm in. But it helps me to remember that someone else might have a fantastic idea who's actually doing the groundwork, who knows more about how it runs in the minutia than I do, and can say, well, this would work better than that, or this would work better than that. And so it's to be open as a leader to other voices and other thoughts and opinions and initiatives and ideas. And I learned that from her, and I've carried that with me, and I've actually told that story a few times.
And you work with a lot in the church, volunteers, well, but, you know, I have this belief that all workers are volunteer workers. You know, they are motivated by the same thing. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically-based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. Can you think about an incident or something that's happened in the last couple of years that what you learned from her really applied and paid off for you? Something that happened that you can, like something you were working on with the people in the church, anything like that that comes to mind?
Ooh, trying to think of something really, I can't right off the top of my head think of a particular incident, although my congregation amalgamated with another church last April, a year ago, and we joined together with another congregation, and that involved an awful lot of, we called them fireside chats, an awful lot of sessions with all of the congregation talking about their thoughts and their feelings and how they thought this would work. And I mean, there was not unanimous agreement, but you know, at one point we did a gradient scale, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, go put up a post-it note on the number. And it was fascinating to see that most people thought, you know what, let's do it. Let's try it. Yeah. And we're a year in and it's exciting and fabulous and so great to work with a team now. The other minister and I work in team ministry and we have more people, more volunteers, there's more energy, there's more resources. It worked out so far.
Yeah. Well, you act like that's not a big deal. I mean, I work in business mergers and acquisitions and I think a church, bringing two churches together might be one of the most difficult things in the world.
It was difficult. It was difficult and it was a challenge and it was a huge process, but it wouldn't have worked had we not had everyone's voice and opinion and consideration. And
so if Martha hadn't taught you that asking opinions of others is the way to lead people and people listen to you when they feel like you care about them, like she did for you, kind of all came together with this merger thing. That's an amazing story. Thanks so much for sharing it, Jen. So before we go, would like the listeners to know how to get in touch with you. You need to talk to Jen if you have any kind of questions. She's so good at helping people process through career events and other things in their lives. So tell us how to get in touch with you, Jen.
Sure. Well, I'm a minister three quarters of the time. I mean, really all the time, but three quarters of the time in my time. And then I have a career podcast, which seems like a bit of a strange diversity, but I taught college and helped students move into the healthcare system for 20 years. So I did a lot of coaching and helping people move into career paths. And so they can reach me at Careers by Jen. That's Jen with two M's. careersbyjen.com. And we have a podcast there that's been running for 8 or 9 years. My Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Careers by Jen on all of that. And you're welcome to come on over and say hello and see what we've got going on. And if there's any way I can help, I'd be happy to.
All right. We'll have all that information on the show notes for Jen. Jen, thanks so much for being with us and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Michael. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.